stories, laughed the baboon. Do I look like I have the time to tell stories? How? With so much work to do to keep my children fed and safe and warm. Do you think I have time for stories? I am glad that I do not have human children who cry for such silly things.
Manzandaba continued on her way. Then she saw an owl in a wild fig tree.
Okova, she called, please will you help me? I am looking for stories. Do you have any stories you could give me to take back to my home?
Well, the owl was most perturbed at having been woken from her sleep.
Who is making noise in my ears? She hooted. What is this disruption? What do you want? You dare wake me for stories? How rude!
And with that, the owl flew off to another tree and perched much higher, where she believed she would be left in peace. Soon she was sound asleep again. Manzandaba went sadly on her way. Next she came upon an elephant.
O kind Ndlovu, she asked, do you know where I might find some stories? My people are hungry for some tales, and we do not have any.
Now the elephant was a kind animal. He saw the look in the woman's eye and felt immediately sorry for her.
Dear woman, he said, I do not know of any stories, but I do know the eagle. He is the king of the birds and flies much higher than all the rest. Don't you think that he might know where you could find stories?
Yabonga Ndlovu, she said. Thank you very much.